请我们翻到约翰福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
我们从第四十三节读起。
We'll read starting from verse 43.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me."
这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈、彼得同城。
Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
腓力找到安拿丹叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
拿丹叶对他说：“拿撒勒能出什么好的吗？”
And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
腓力说：“你来看。”
Philip said to him, "Come and see."
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit."
拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”
Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you."
拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you're the Son of God, you are the King of Israel."
耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these."
又说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our head for another prayer.
亲爱的主，感谢你今天早晨你再次召聚我们在你的脚前。
Dear Lord, we thank you to gather us in front of your feet this morning.
在这一短短的时间里面，我们期待你在对我们说话。
Lord, in this short time, speak to us.
我们承认我们是贫穷的，我们什么也没有。
We admit that we're poor and we have nothing.
我们带着虚空的心房来到你的面前。
We come to you with an empty heart.
我们祷告，我们祈求，希望你能充满我们。
We pray and we ask that you will fill us.
只要你充满这颗心，我们就满足了。
As long as you fill our heart, we'll be satisfied.
我们虽然是空手的来，我们却能饱满的回去。
Though we come empty-handed, Lord, let us go abundantly.
虽然我们来的时候也许没有准备好要接受你的恩典。
Though we didn't come prepared enough.
但是我们知道你已经为我们预备了一切。
But Lord, we believe that you have prepared all for us.
所以我们把这点时间在仰望在你的手里。
Lord, we commit this time to your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才读的这段圣经
The passage we just read
是非常重要的一段
is a very important one.
这段圣经到了最后的时候
At the end of this passage,
主耶稣就对拿但业和其他门徒们说
Jesus said to Nathanael and other disciples,
他说我实实在在告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
He said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
我们这几天一直来看以西结书。
We've been reading the book of Ezekiel for the past 2 days.
在以西结书，我们一开始以西结就说我看见天开了。
At the start of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel said, "I saw the heavens open."
以西结看见天开的时候，不是在约旦河边。
When Ezekiel saw the heavens open, he was not beside the River Jordan.
他是在遥远的 巴比伦的加巴鲁河。
But he's at the river of Chaba, far away in Babylon.
结果他就看见了神荣耀的形象。
And then he saw the glorious appearance of God.
然后就开始了整本的以西结书。
And then he started the whole book of Ezekiel.
我们曾经提醒弟兄姊妹，那里的天开。
We've reminded brothers and sisters that heaven opened.
不是指着三层天开了。
Not the seventh, it's not the third heaven.
不是。
Not.
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为在旧约的时候
Because in the Old Testament time
圣经告诉我们因着人堕落犯罪以后
The Bible tells us because the man sinned and fall
天就像铜一样
the heaven is like bronze
我们的罪叫天开不起来
Our sin caused the heaven to not open
所以即现在以西结看见天开了
Now that Ezekiel saw the heavens open
但是他事实上没有看见神的荣耀
But in fact he did not see glory of God
他只看见神荣耀的形象
He saw the appearance of the glory of God
所以这只是神的形象的神的荣耀的影子不是神的荣耀的本体
It's just the shadow of the glory of God not the truth
那么一直等到我们的主耶稣来了以后
But until the Lord Jesus came
你还记不记得有一次他从约旦河上来 受了浸从约旦河上来
Do you remember that when he was baptized in the river of Jordan
然后马可福音告诉我们说天就裂开了、
The Gospel of Mark tells us the heavens were parted
这个天裂开了天裂开了好像是神把它撕裂了
It's as if God has torn open the sky, the heaven
所以我们知道因着我们主来到地上
We know that because our Lord came to this earth
他的的确确把天带给我们
He brought forth heaven
从现在开始你看见我们要有一个看见一个敞开的天
Now that we will see an open heaven
那么刚才我们所读断的这一段圣经
The passage we just read
告诉我们说今天所有跟随主的人
And tells us everyone who follows the Lord today
我们都要看见天开了
We shall see the heavens open
意思就是说我们通通应该要在一个敞开的天底下
What that means is that we should be under an open heaven
但是我们所看见的比以西结所看见的更荣耀
But what we saw is even more glorious than what Ezekiel saw
我们就好像什么呢我们就好像斯提凡一样
We're like Stephen
我们也看见天开了
We also saw the heavens open
但是人子站在父神的右边
But the Son of Man stood at the right hand of God
当那个天开的时候你一直看到神的宝座
When that heaven opened you're all the way you can see the throne of God
而且你看见人子就站在父神的右边
You can see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God
所以可见那是三层天
You can know that that's the third heaven.
这一回不是神荣耀的形象，这回是神荣耀的本身。
This is not the appearance of the glory of God, it is the glory of God.
所以这就是新约跟旧约不同的地方。
This is the difference of the New and Old Testament.
我们所以看见天开了。
Because we see the heavens open.
因为主耶稣来到地上要做一件荣耀的工作。
Is that Lord Jesus come to the earth will do a glorious work.
在旧约的时候这件事情从来没有发生。
At the Old Testament time, this thing cannot happen.
但是到了新约的时候。
But at the New Testament time,
因着主耶稣来到地上为我们完成了个荣耀的工作。
Because the Lord came to the earth and accomplished the glorious work.
结果说主说你们将要看见天开了。
Lord said, "You shall see heaven open."
所以让我来解释这一段圣经。
So let me explain this passage.
我觉得这是非常重要的一段圣经。
I think this is a very important one.
我们需要很清楚的来明白它。
We need to understand this clearly.
当我们读这段圣经，尤其我们应该从四十三节读起。
When we read this passage, we should start at verse 43.
这里说，又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去。
It says, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee.
还没有去。
He hasn't been there yet.
他遇见了腓力。
He met Philip.
然后腓力呢，就找到了拿但业。
And Philip found Nathanael.
所以可见呢，他们，我们的主想往加利利还没有。
Our Lord wants to go to Galilee, but he hasn't.
那如果他没有去加利利，他在哪里呢？
Now, if he hasn't been to Galilee, where is he?
那你要读前上文的话。
So we need to read a few verses ahead.
你如果读到前面几节，你就知道到底我们主耶稣在哪里。
If we read a few verses ahead, we know where our Lord is.
那就是28节。
Verse 28.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
Bethany. 所以这里告诉我们是约旦河外的伯大尼。
This is the Bethany beyond the river Jordan.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都知道说靠近耶路撒冷也有一个伯大尼。
We know that near Jerusalem there's also a Bethany.
就好像我们知道有两个伯利恒一样。
We know that there's two Bethlehem.
一个伯利恒是靠近耶路撒冷。
One is close to Jerusalem.
还有一个伯利恒是靠近加利利。
Another Bethlehem is beside Galilee.
那因为他们两个离开得很远。
Because the two are far away from each other.
所以不会混淆的。
So we don't get confused.
伯大尼也是这样。
Same thing with Bethany.
那么一个伯大尼呢是在耶路撒冷，靠近耶路撒冷。
One Bethany is beside Jerusalem.
那还有一个伯大尼呢是靠近今天叙利亚的南部。
Another Bethany is close to the southern part of Syria today.
那么应该是就是我们今天所说的戈兰高地。
Is the Golan Heights.
Yeah. 那么到了戈兰高地，到了叙利亚南部的时候。
At the Golan Heights, at the southern part of Syria.
你会发现约旦河有一条支流，有一条支流。
You know that the River Jordan had a branch.
那么那条支流叫做 Yarmouk River, 就雅穆河。
The river is called Yarmouk River.
那雅穆河如果慢慢慢慢地往东流。
If that river flows slowly to eastward,
那你就会发现它就慢慢会流到一个区域，这就是旧约里面讲到巴山的时候，巴山王。
You will know that this river comes to a region that's called Bashan.
Yeah. 那巴山这个是一个摩利亚它的首都就在首都那个附近的地方。
Beside the capital city of Moab.
那我们大家都知道在我们都知道这个当以色列人要进迦南以前。
We know that before the Israelites went into Canaan.
他们有了一个征战。
They had battles.
他们一路上就攻打了两个亚摩利人的王。
They fought two kings of Moabites.
那一个就是亚摩利人西宏。
This one is Amorite Sihon.
还有一个呢就是巴山王，巴山就是靠近今天戈兰那个地方。
Another is called Bashan, is the height of Golan.
所以大概就在那个带地方。
In that region.
那么这个也其实也就是当时以利亚，你记不记得神把他隐藏在一个溪，叫做基利溪。
Do you remember that God hid Elijah in a stream called Brook Kirit?
那么这个基利溪呢是可以隐藏的地方。
This you can hide in that Brook of Kirit.
我们知道在约旦河所流过的地方都是敞开的。
We know that the River Jordan, wherever it goes, it's open field.
没有一个地方可以躲的。
There's no place you can hide.
如果你特别要注意到它许多的支流，哪个地方可以躲的话，那么这个就是约旦河外的伯大尼。
If you know where the place to hide is the Bethany beyond River Jordan.
那么我们知道说我们的主就在那里最早遇见了他五个门徒。
We know that our Lord met his first five disciples at that place.
当我们主在伯大尼的时候，
When our Lord was at Bethany,
有人打发去告诉主说你所爱的人病了。
Someone sent to Jesus saying that the one you love is sick.
那圣经明明告诉我们主耶稣走了四天的路程。
The Bible tells us Jesus walked for 4 days.
所以如果今天你从叙利亚的南部一直走到耶路撒冷，果然也是四天的路程。
So if you walk from the southern part of Syria today to Jerusalem is 4 days.
所以约旦河外的伯利尼刚好在约旦河外。
So the Bethany beyond Jordan is just outside Jordan.
那如果他跨过了约旦河，
If he crosses the River Jordan,
往西走的话，
Go east westward.
那么他们就到了加利利。
And then you will be at Galilee.
那么现在我们主耶稣本来往加利利，还没有往加利利去。
So our Lord is going to Galilee but not there yet.
所以他在约旦河东。
So he's at the east side of
River. 而且他还在约旦河外的伯大尼。
Then he's at the Bethany, town of Bethany beyond.
那么这个时候呢，主耶稣不止遇见了约翰。
So Jesus not only met John,
不止约翰遇见了安德烈，
not only met Andrew,
我们这安德烈跟约翰到那个时候都是帮助施洗约翰施洗的。
We know that John and Andrew were helping John the Baptist to baptize.
结果他们听见他们老师说，看哪，神的羔羊。
And then they heard their teacher say, Behold, the Lamb of God.
结果他们就跟随了我们主。
Then they went to follow the Lord.
因为他们都是等候弥赛亚的人。
Because they're waiting for the Messiah.
那么根据他们老师所做的见证。
Now, for the testimony of their teacher,
约翰两次的说，看哪，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist twice said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
尤其第一次他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And the first time John said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
那这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
在旧约里面，我们都知道献祭的时候要用羔羊来献。
In the Old Testament time, we know that to offer a sacrifice, you need to use a lamb.
那么旧约讲到牛和羊是做赎罪的工作。
When the Old Testament speaks of oxen and lamb, is for the sacrifice
atonement,
for sin.
Atonement. 这个 atonement 赎罪在旧约里面这个字是遮盖的意思。
The word atonement means to cover.
所有旧约的罪都是被牛羊的血遮盖的。
All the sins in the Old Testament time was covered by the blood of lamb.
只是叫神看不见而已。
So that God cannot see.
但是那些罪并没有除去。
But those sins are not purged.
那并没有 take away.
Not take away.
所以什么时候这个罪真的被除去了，不见了？
When is the sin being taken away? You cannot see.
那么这个就是神的羔羊，真正神的羔羊所要做的事。
That would be the work for the Lamb of God.
那主耶稣来，他不光是赎我们的罪，把我们的罪遮盖起来，不是。
Lord Jesus didn't just come to cover our sins.
他是要把我们的罪统统除去。
But he will take away all our sins.
所以对于约翰和安德烈来说，
So for John and Andrew,
这是太好的消息。
This is such a great news.
因为看哪，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Because behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以这一位应该就是人类的救主。
This one is the Savior of the world.
所以圣经告诉我们，等到第二次约翰再做这个见证的时候。
So the Bible tells us the second time John bear testimony for Jesus.
这两位门徒就是一个是安德烈，一个是约翰，就跟随了我们的主。
So John and Andrew, the two disciples, went up and followed Jesus.
那从此以后，约翰就像他自己在启示录所说的，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
So since then, it's like John wrote in Revelation, wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
所以我们记得约翰对于羔羊的印象非常深刻。
So we know that John has a very good impression of the lamb.
所以当他写约翰福音的时候，
So when he wrote the Gospel of John,
当他讲到他跟随羔羊的脚踪的时候，
When he was written that follow the steps of the lamb,
他特别告诉我们有三个逾越节。
He tells us there are three Passovers.
换句话说，过了三年了。
In other terms, 3 years.
一个逾越节又是一个逾越节，又是一个逾越节。
One Passover after another after another.
为什么逾越节对他印象那么深刻呢？
Why does John have such strong impression of the Passover?
因为逾越节乃是说到逾越节的羔羊。
Because the Passover speaks the lamb of the Passover.
那么如果逾越节的故事就是告诉我们救赎的故事。
The Passover story tells us the story of salvation.
那现在约翰既然跟随了羔羊。
Now that John has followed the lamb.
所以他的脚踪，当他写日记，好像他写日记的时候，他当然是以羔羊来做中心。
So as if he's writing the diary, he should use the lamb as the center point.
所以第一个逾越节过去了。
So the first Passover went away.
第二个逾越节也过去了。
After the second Passover.
那这两个逾越节很可能他都像跟彼得，也许是主叫他跟彼得去预备那些逾越节的羔羊。
As if the Lord commanded John and Peter to prepare the feast.
但是那些逾越节的羔羊不过是影子。
But those lamb for the Passover are just the shadow.
他知道说他所认识的这位耶稣基督才是真正神的羔羊。
John knew that this Jesus he knew is the Lamb of God.
这是头两个逾越节。
This is the first two Passovers.
到了第三个逾越节的时候。
On the third Passover.
他亲眼看见神的羔羊挂在十字架上。
He saw by his own eyes that the Lamb of God hung on the cross.
那一天从十二点到三点钟。
From 12 to 3 o'clock.
在耶路撒冷，你知道祭因为刚好是过逾越节的时候，那么祭司们不知道宰杀多少只逾越节的羔羊。
Because it's at the time of Passover, the priest slaughtered countless lambs.
就在那个时候，我们的主在十字架上喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
On that time, our Lord cried out on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以第三个逾越节，约翰亲眼看见神的羔羊为他挂在十字架上。
So on the third Passover, John saw for himself the Lamb of God hung on the cross.
所以难怪他到了些启示录都是讲羔羊，羔羊，羔羊。
So it's no doubt that at Revelation, John would write, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb.
他讲的羔羊都是指的主耶稣钉十字架这件事情。
When he spoke, so the Lamb is the Lamb to the cross.
所以从约翰福音第一章一直到最后。
So from John chapter 1 all the way to the end.
你看见最后所有的门徒们都逃走了，就约翰在十字架底下。
All the disciples fled, but John, who stood under the cross.
而且当他写启示录的时候，
When he wrote the Revelation,
他说羔羊无论往哪里去他都跟随。
And John wrote, wherever the lamb went, they followed.
所以在约旦河的伯大尼，
So at Bethany of Jordan,
我们的主对于门徒的第一个启示，
The first revelation of our Lord to the disciples,
就是神的羔羊，
is the Lamb of God.
这个当然是很重大的启示。
And this is a very important revelation.
我们需要一位人类的救主。
We need a savior for the world.
我们需要神的羔羊。
We need a Lamb of God.
因为我们的罪叫我们人与神分开了。
Because our sins has parted us from God.
现在我们离开神不知道有多远。
We don't know how far away we drift away.
我们这个罪人不可能站在神的面前。
We cannot stand in front of God.
所以我们的罪的问题怎么解决呢？
So how do we deal with our problem with sin?
在旧约的时候，你要牵牛牵羊来。
The Old Testament time, you can bring an oxen, bring a lamb.
让祭司为我们献上。
The priest will offer it for us.
然后我们的罪就被遮盖了。
Then our sins would be covered.
当我们感觉到神看不见这些罪的时候，
When we feel that God cannot see our sins,
我们的良心就平安。
Our conscience will be appeased.
但是在旧约，
But in the Old Testament
time, 虽然千千万万人他们的罪被遮盖了，
Those thousands of thousands of people, their sins are covered.
但他们总觉得美中有一点不足的地方。
They still feel that there's one thing lacking.
他们满意了，但是还有一些不满意。
They're satisfied, but not to the complete satisfaction.
原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason?
不错，所有的罪都被遮盖了。
It's no doubt all the sins are covered.
什么时候我们的罪才能被除去呢？
But when is our sin taken away?
一直等到主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Until our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
感谢主。
Thank our Lord.
他实在是除去世人罪。
He indeed take away the sin of the world.
所以当两个门徒一听见约翰说，这是看哪，这是神的羔羊。
So as soon as the two disciples heard, this is the Lamb of God.
他们当然跟随他。
They absolutely follow him.
是我们也要跟随他。
If it's us, we would follow him.
我们怎么能够不跟随我们的救主呢？
How can we not follow our Savior?
你怎么能不接受耶稣基督做我们的救主呢？
How can you not accept Jesus as your Savior?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是门徒们当初刚刚遇见主的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when the disciples first met the Lord,
他们对主的第一个认识就是他是神的羔羊。
The first understanding of the Lord is He is the Lamb of God.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
那从此以后，你看羔羊这两个字在约翰心中不知道占有多么重大的地位。
Since then, the word lamb has such a heavy importance in the heart of John.
到了启示录的时候，
At the revelation time,
你看见羔羊是坐在神宝座的中央。
You see the lamb is sitting at the throne of God.
对约翰来讲，
For John,
神的宝座乃是宇宙权力的中心。
The throne of God is the power center of the
universe. 宇宙所以不溃散，宇宙所以不崩溃。
The reason the universe doesn't fall apart.
因为是那个权力，那个能力把整个的宇宙完全托住。
Because that power holds the universe.
那我们要问，在这个宝座的中心是谁呢？
We need to ask who is at the center of this throne.
约翰告诉我们说，羔羊就坐在宝座的中心。
John tells us the lamb sits at the center of the throne.
所以这里给我们看见说， 整个的宇宙是以基督来做中心。
So this tells us the whole universe is centered around Jesus.
整个宇宙是靠着基督来维系的。
The whole universe sustains on Christ.
否则的话就分崩离析了。
Otherwise they will fall apart.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见从约翰福音的羔羊一直到约翰启示录的羔羊。
So you see the lamb in the gospel to the lamb in the revelation.
你就知道说这是约翰第一次看见。
This is the first time John saw.
他还记得。
He remembers.
当他跟随主的那一天。
When the first day he followed the Lord.
那一天刚好是下午四点钟。
It's in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以这一幅的故事，这一段的故事就约翰告诉我。
So this story only John can tell us.
但是不止这样。
But it's not only that.
后来安德烈就找到了他的兄弟彼得。
So Andrew later found his brother Peter.
所以彼得呢也在这里遇见了我们主。
Peter also met our Lord here.
当然约翰也找到他的哥哥安雅各。
Also John found his brother James.
不过圣经没有提到雅各这里。
But the Bible didn't speak of James.
所以这里可以说是我们的主所初遇的五个门徒。
So this is our Lord first met his 5 disciples.
一个当然是安德烈。
First is Andrew.
然后约翰。
John.
然后呢是彼得。
And then Peter.
然后呢圣经说又次日。
And then the Bible says the following day.
遇见彼得的第二天。
So it's the second day after meeting Peter.
那么耶稣呢想往加利利去。
Jesus wanted to go to Galilee.
还没有去。
Haven't been there yet.
他碰到一个人名字叫做腓力。
He met someone by the name Philip.
所以就对他说来跟从我吧。
So he said to him, follow me.
那请我们记得主对腓力没有说你来跟从我你要舍己或者没有这些话都没有。
Please remember that the Lord didn't say follow me and give yourself.
主耶稣说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus said if anyone wants to follow me he must deny himself, carry up his cross and follow me.
那这是后来主耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus said that later.
当主耶稣第一次遇见门徒的时候
The first time Jesus met his disciples
他要么就对这个主耶稣对约翰跟安德烈说你们来看。
Jesus told John and Andrew say come and see.
你们来看严格说来就是你们来跟从我。
To see strictly speaking is to follow.
那现在对腓力也是来跟从我。
Same thing to Philip to follow me.
所以你看见我们的主呼召五个门徒。
You see that our Lord called 5 disciples.
这里没有说你来跟从我我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
This didn't say come follow me and you shall harvest man like fish.
所以当我们的主呼召他门徒最早的时候他说来跟从我如此而已。
The very first time Jesus said follow me, just that.
只有一个跟随主的人
Only a person who follows the Lord.
他才能背起十字架来跟从他。
Can he carry up his own cross?
只有一个跟从主的人他才能够舍己。
Only a one who follows Jesus can deny himself.
所以我们跟从主是会叫着我们更多的跟从主。
So that we follow the Lord so that we can follow more.
我们跟从主的时候我们什么也不是我们什么也不会。
When we follow the Lord, we are nobody, we know nothing.
当我们从他那里支取能力的时候。
But when we receive power from
那个能力能叫我们舍己。
That power can enable us to deny ourselves.
那个能力也能叫我们背起十字架来跟从。
That power enables us to carry up our own cross.
那是生命成长以后的故事。
That's the life grow up.
所以我们读圣经不要把圣经的次序弄倒了。
Let us not reverse the order of
the
Bible.
对于婴孩来讲。
For an infant,
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
一切都是供应。
All is support.
好像一点的要求也没有。
There is no requirement.
乃是等到生命长大的时候。
But when the life grows,
乃是我们进到基督学校的时候。
When we enter the school of Christ,
这个时候有要求了。
And that time there's requirement.
因为生命供应的结果能够带进生命的要求。
But when the life supports you, will bring in the requirement of life.
所以我们知道最早的时候，主对腓力说：“你来跟从我吧。”
So at the first time, the earliest time, Jesus told Philip, follow me.
结果呢，腓力就找到拿但业。
Then Philip found Nathanael.
然后就告诉他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见。
Then said, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth.
意思是说，我们果然遇见弥赛亚了。
We have met the Messiah.
他就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
He is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
那这个时候呢，拿但业他的反应非常的直接。
So that time the response of Nathanael is very quick.
他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
现在这些人都在约旦河外的伯大尼。
So now everybody is outside Bethany of Jordan.
约旦河外的伯大尼就是马太福音所说的约旦河外的犹太地。
This place is also in the Matthew's the
Judea beyond Jordan. 那我们都知道，普通的 Judea 或者约犹太地都是靠近耶路撒冷，靠近死海那一边。
So we know that commonly the Judea is close to Jerusalem or to the Dead Sea.
我们读圣经都忘记犹太地有两个。
We forgot that there are two Judeas.
一个是在靠近耶路撒冷的犹太地。
One is close to Jerusalem.
就好像靠近耶路撒冷有个伯大尼一样。
It's just like close to Jerusalem there's a Bethany.
然后呢，我们说过，刚就在亚木河流域那个附近或者基利西附近，那么那个区域就叫做约旦河外的犹太地。
We also said that there's another region called the region of Judea.
我们知道当初以色列人他们回从巴比伦回来以后，
We know that when the Israelite returned from Babylon,
他们当然是散布在以色列每一个角落。
They're scattered everywhere in the land of Israel.
那么很多的以色列人他们到了约旦河外的犹太地，他们就留下来了。
A lot of Israelites, when they come to this land of Judea outside the river Jordan, they stay.
大家还记得吗？当时以色列人进迦南的时候。
Do you remember when the Israelites went into Canaan?
有两个半支派，他们看见约旦河东有一块大的地方可以喂着他们的牛群跟羊群。
The two and a half tribes, when they saw a large land for their sheep and oxen,
所以他们就跟摩西说，我们就不进去了。
Then they told Moses, we will not go into Canaan.
我们就留在约旦河边。
We want to just
河东这边。
We just want to stay at the east side of the river Jordan.
所以约旦河外的犹太地就是当时马拿西支派在约旦河东所占据的那一片。
So that place is the tribe of Manasseh stayed there.
所以可以说以色列人他们多年在那里生根立基的。
So Israelite has been there for many, many years.
后来亚述王的时候，你记得吗？就是公元前大概722年，北国的十个支派还有两个半支派和两个支派通通被掳到亚述去。
So 772 years before Christ,the two and a half tribes were just taken captive.
所以等到后来他们从巴比伦回来的时候，
When they returned from Babylon,
有一部分的以色列人，有一部分犹太人，他们就定居在约旦河外。
A portion of the Jews, they stayed outside the river Jordan.
所以这就是马太福音所说的约旦河外的犹太地。
So this is the land of Judea outside the river Jordan in Matthew's.
那么好了，有考古学家告诉我们说。
And then anthropologists told us.
No,
archaeologists.
这个拿这个拿撒勒这个字
the word Nazareth
他们根据考古学家的考证
according to their findings
当拿撒勒人就是拿撒勒本来是没有这个地方的
there was not a place called Nazareth
那么根据考古学家他们考证的结果，那个村子其实大概不到五十个人。
But for their findings, that little village is no more than 50 people.
不会超过一百个人。
Cannot surpass 100.
所以拿但业说的没有错，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
So,
那么小的个地方。
So Nathanael said correctly, can anything good come out of that small place?
所以根据考古学家的考证是非常可能，主耶稣的这一家约瑟，他们最早应该是在。约旦河外的伯大尼。
So, for their findings that the family of Jesus first time they were probably outside the river Jordan.
他们那个时候多半应该都在这个都在约旦河外的伯内，然后后来才移民移到了拿撒勒去。
Then they slowly migrated to Nazareth.
所以拿但也一提起拿撒勒，他知道在哪里。
So when Nathaniel speaks of Nazareth, he know where that is.
所以我们就他就脱口而出说拿撒勒能出什么好的。
Then he just said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
那腓力说，你来看。
Philip said to him, "Come and see."
所以这个时候，耶稣就看见了拿但也。
And then Jesus saw Nathaniel.
就指着他说，看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈。
And then he said, "Behold, this is a true Israelite. When he there is no deceit in him."
那这个时候，拿但也就非常的惊讶。
When Nathaniel was very surprised,
他就问他说
，He asked,
你从哪里知道我呢？
How do you know me?
耶稣回答说
，And Jesus answered,
腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
好，现在我们把整个故事倒回头去看一下。
So we will go back to the story.
腓力找到了拿但业。
Philip found Nathaniel.
那最后终于把拿但业找到了。
And then he found Nathaniel.
因为拿但业那时候刚好躲在无花果树下。
And because Nathaniel was under the fig tree.
我们知道无花果树啊，那个树叶是非常大的。
We know that for the fig tree, the leaves are very big.
这就是为什么亚当夏娃他们这个天起了凉风以后，他们用无花果叶来。编做裙子。
That's why Adam and Eve they made a skirt with the leaves of.
所以今天如果大家到以色列，如果你真的在无花果树充满了叶子的底下的话
，If you go to Israel today under the fig tree full of leaves，
那是安静最好的地方。
It's very quiet place。
别人根本看不见你。
Other people cannot see you。
你也看不见别人。
You can't see anybody else。
所以你看见腓力花了好一阵的功夫，终于找到了拿但业。
So Philip spent a great amount of time to find Nathaniel。
但是当腓力还没有招呼拿但业，我们的主已经看到拿但业。
Before Philip calls Nathaniel, our Lord saw him already。
所以这告诉我们说，在那以前。拿但业的一举一动，他老早已经看见了。
So that tells us before then, all the actions of Nathaniel, Jesus knew.
那么然后呢？他告诉腓力做见证说，我们已经腓力做见证说，这个我们已经遇见了弥赛亚了。
So when Philip testifies that we have found the Messiah,
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒能出什么好的吗
？Then Nathaniel said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
那这些话是在。腓力招呼拿但业以后
，All these things are spoken after Philip.
所以可见这些话都都是在无花果树底下说的。
So all these things are spoken under the fig tree.
在无花果树底下，你看不见别人，别人也看不见。
Under the fig tree, nobody can see you. You can't see anyone else.
但是我们的主看见了拿但业。
But our Lord saw Nathaniel.
他如果能看见拿但业，他就能听见拿但业。
If he can saw Nathaniel, he can hear Nathaniel.
他为什么说拿但业是一个真以色列人？他心里没有诡诈呢
？Why did he comment that this is a true Israelite? In him, there's no deceit.
一点都没有错。当他说拿撒勒能出什么好的吗
？It is correct. Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
所以这就给我们看见说，在主还没遇见拿但业以前，他不光是看见了拿但业。他也听见了拿但业。
So this tells us before the Lord met Nathaniel, he saw him and he heard him.
所以这个时候拿但业就说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Then Nathaniel said, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
那耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？
Jesus answered, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?
那当然，弟兄姊妹，如果不是神的儿子，怎么看得见他？
Indeed, brothers and sisters, if not the son of God, how can he see him?
所以拿但业当他承认我们的主说了这一番话的时候。
When Nathaniel confessed our Lord and said that,
他的确信了。
He actually believed.
弟兄姊妹，神的羔羊就是神的儿子 也是以色列的王。
Brothers and sisters, the Lamb of God is also the King of Israel.
我们的神的儿子乃是说到他来到地上做人类的救主。
We know that the Son of God come to this earth to be the Savior of the world.
以色列的王是指着将来千禧年的时候我们的主要做王来说。
The King of Israel speaks of in the millennium years that our Lord will be King.
所以你看拿单业他因着主对他说了那一番的话。
Because Nathanael said all this to Jesus.
他相信。
Nathanael believed.
那么这个时候呢主就对拿单也说
Then Lord said to Nathanael now,
你将要看见比这更大的事。
You shall see greater things than these.
你看见吗
Do you
他看见了什么
What did he see?
他看见了我们的主能在远远的在无花果树就看见他了。
He saw that our Lord from far away saw him under the fig tree.
你看见一个在无花果树下的人。
If you see someone who is under the fig tree,
无花果树的树叶就是他整个的世界的。
The leaves of the fig tree is the whole world.
这个无花果树好像把整个的天完全遮住一样。
The leaves of the fig tree will cover the whole heaven.
那么自从人类堕落犯罪以后
since the man had fallen in sin,
弟兄姊妹天离开地不知道有多远
we don't know how far away the heaven has parted from the
earth 所以圣经说天就好像铜一样
so the Bible says the heavens were like bronze
但是我们的主说
but our Lord said,
拿单也要看见比这更大的事
Nathanael will see even greater things
然后他又说
then he said,
哪一件事呢我实实在在的告诉你们现在不光是对拿单业说也是对其他的门徒们说
So not only speak to Nathanael he also speak to the other disciples
你们将要看见天开了
I say to you that you will see heaven open
你们不只看见我们的主是神的羔羊
Not only you will see our Lord as the Lamb of God
但是有一天你们要看见天开了
But one day you will see the heaven open
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
这个很明显给我叫我们回到创世纪二十八章
So this calls to return to Genesis 28
创世纪二十八章雅各他有一天在旷野里面看见一个天梯他做梦的时候梦见一个天梯
When Jacob had a dream in the wilderness he saw that there's a ladder
他躺在地上他睡着了
He's sleeping and lying on the ground
神站在梯子上
And God is standing on top of the ladder
那么神与人中间有一个梯子
So there's a ladder between God and man
神与人中间有一个连结
So there's a link between God and man
天和地居然有一个连结
And heaven and earth actually has a link
那么那个当然就是天梯了
And that is the heavenly ladder
那么在约翰在这个创世纪的时候说是使者在天梯上上去下来。
In Genesis, it says the messengers come up and down on the ladder.
Angels. 但是现在呢，他说那个神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
Now that it says the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
他没有说天梯，他说人子。
He didn't say the ladder, but the Son of Man.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这给我们看见主耶稣不只是神的羔羊。
This tells us that our Lord Jesus is not only the Lamb of God.
主耶稣也是神的天梯。
He's also the ladder of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这是一件非常荣耀的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, do you see this is a really glorious thing?
当时是神的使者上去下来在天梯上。
Back then it was the angels of God up and down in the ladder.
现在主说是在人子的身上。
Now the Lord says is upon the Son of Man.
所以换一句话说。
In other words,
我们主来到地上。
Our Lord came to this earth.
他不只做神的羔羊。
Not only he was the Lamb of God.
而且他要做神的天梯。
He will also be the ladder of God.
神的羔羊要解决人的罪。
The Lamb of God will take care of the sin of man.
要除去人的罪。
He will take away the sin of man.
叫人与神能够和好。
So that man and God can be reconciled.
我们都知道，因着罪叫人离开神，不知道有多远。
We know that sin, because of sin, God and man has parted.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他果然是神的羔羊。
He was indeed the Lamb of God.
当他钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified on the cross.
他一手拉住我们的手。
One hand he hold our hand.
一手抓住神的手。
The other hand he hold the God hand of God.
叫我们在十字架上与神和好。
So that we are are reconciled on the cross.
从前有一个故事。
There's a story.
有一对的父子，他们不讲话了。
So there's a father and a son, they're not talking anymore.
然后父亲儿子呢就到远方去了。
So the son went away to the far place.
等到母亲病重了，就打电话让儿子回来。
When the mom was gravely ill, they called the son to come home.
在病床前面，两个人还是不讲话。
In front of the sick bed, they still don't talk.
一个在母亲的这一边，一个在母亲的那一边。
The son was on one side of the bed, the other on the other side.
那看在一个病重的母亲的眼里。
So for the mom who's gravely ill.
他知道在他死以前要做一件事情。
She knew that before she dies, she had to do something.
所以他一手拉住他儿子的手。
So one hand she hold her son.
一手拉住他先生的手。
Then the other hand hold his husband.
在他断气以前。
Before she breathed his last breath.
他用他剩下仅有的力量。
And with the very little strength she had.
他把这两只手放在他的怀里。
Then she put both hands in her bosom.
这个故事就是十字架的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
我们的主在十字架上。
On the cross, our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因着罪的缘故。
Because of our sins.
我们离开神不知道有多远。
We don't know how far we've been parted from God.
但在十字架上。
But on the cross.
因为他是神的羔羊。
Because he's the Lamb of God.
所以你看见我们的主，他一手抓住我们的手，一手抓住父神的手。
So you see our Lord, one hand holding our hand, the other hand holding God's hand.
能叫我们与神和好。
So that we can be reconciled.
所以现在我们能够亲近神，近到不能再亲近的地步。
We are now as close as we can get to God.
罪不光叫人与神分开。
Sin no longer separates man and God.
罪也叫天和地分开。
Sin also separates the heaven from the earth.
当你读伊甸园的故事，
When you read the story in the Garden of Eden,
你说这是地上的故事呢，还是天上的故事？
Can you say this is the earthly story or heavenly story?
当神与亚当有交通的时候，
When God had communion with Adam,
神在哪里，哪里不就是天堂吗？
Wherever God is, that is heaven.
尤其人与神之间那样的交通。
Especially God can fellowship with man like in such a way.
你不能说这就是人间天堂。
Can you not say that is heaven on earth?
所以那个时候天和地有分别。
That time heaven has a difference with earth.
但是天和地是不能分开的。
But heaven was not parted from earth.
神为什么创造地？
Why did God create the earth?
神创造地有一个目的。
There is a purpose for creating the earth.
他让整个的大地就好像一面镜子一样。
He would like to the earth would become a mirror.
整个大地就好像好像一个大湖一样。
The whole earth is like a great lake.
如果大家有机会访问。这个访问纽西兰的话。
If you have a chance to visit New Zealand.
纽西兰尤其在南岛有好几个美的不能够再美的湖。
On the southern island in New Zealand, there have a very beautiful lakes.
为什么它们美丽呢？
Why are they so beautiful?
你必须在早晨十点钟以前你要去看那些湖。
You should go to see them before 10 o'clock in the morning.
因为十点钟以后那个风一吹动啊，那个湖面就皱起来了，就皱起来了。
Because once the wind starts blowing, the surface of the lake will ripple.
如果没有那个湖，如果那个湖根本一点的风也没有的话
，If there's no wind to blow on the surface of the lake,
结果你往湖面一看
，When you look on the surface of the lake,
你根本就看见了整个的天。
You will see the whole heaven.
所以你分不清楚什么是天，什么是地。
So you cannot distinguish what is the heaven, which part is the earth.
那个时候神创造万物。
When God created all things.
晨曦晚霞这些美景。
All these dawn and sunset.
不过叫我们想起天上的美丽。
It just reminds of the beauty in heaven.
地上许多的葡萄树。
All the vines on earth.
不过叫我们想起真葡萄树。
Only reminds us of the true vine.
所以弟兄姊妹，在人还没有堕落以前。
So brothers and sisters, before man fallen.
天离开地不知道有多近。
We don't how close it is to heaven and earth.
近到一个地步，你几乎分不出来哪个是天，哪个是地。
Close to a point, you cannot tell which is earth, which is heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是人没有堕落以前的情形。
This is before man fallen.
主耶稣为什么来到地上？
Why did Jesus came to?
当然要做人类的救主。
He to become the savior of the world.
当然是神的羔羊，没有错。
To be the Lamb of God, that's right.
可是弟兄姊妹，还有主耶稣还有一个使命。
But brothers and sisters, Jesus had another mission.
这就是主对拿单也所说的。
That's what he said to Nathanael.
你要看见比这更大的事。
You shall see even greater things.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Most verily I say to you.
你们要看见天开了。
You shall see heaven open.
如果天开了，你一定看见天梯。
If you see the heaven open, you must see the ladder.
那天梯什么意思？
What does the ladder mean?
天梯是叫天和地重新连接的。
The ladder will reconnect the heaven with the earth.
是罪叫天离开地不知道有多远。
The sin caused the heaven and earth to be parted.
所以弟兄姊妹现在天离开地实在不知道有多远。
But we really don't know how far away is heaven and earth.
如果天文学家告诉我们说那个这个天外有天外太空不知道离开我们有多远。
And the astronomers told us, you know, there's universe beyond universe.
所以很清楚给我们看见。
So clearly,
罪叫天和地离开。
And the sin caused the separation of heaven and earth.
但是主在十字架上。
But on the cross, our Lord,
他一面是神的羔羊。
On one hand, he is the Lamb of God.
他叫我们与他和好。
To reconcile to God.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他一手拉着地，一手拉着天。
He also one hand holds the heaven, the other hand holds the earth.
在十字架上。再一次神叫天与地又重新的连接。
On the cross, once again, God caused the heaven to connect with the earth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当这件事情发生的时候
When this thing happens,
天就不再是铜了。
The heaven is no longer brown.
现在天终于打开了。
The heaven opened.
我们每一个基督徒可以说一天到晚都在一个敞开的天底下。
So for Christians, day and day, we're under this open heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember
我们虽然在地上
That though we're on earth
我们好像在天上一样
It's as if we're in heaven
为什么
Why is that?
如果不是因为主是天梯的话
If the Lord is not the ladder
我们怎么可能在地好像在天一样
How can we be on earth as if it's in heaven?
所以从现在开始
So from now on
我们所过的生活是两栖的生活
Our life is 两栖
Amphibious,
right.
我们过的生活是两栖的生活。
Our life is amphibious.
像青蛙一样。
It's like a frog.
青蛙可以在水里生活，也可以在陆地生活。
Frog can live on the water or on land.
那我们也是两栖的生活。
We're also like that.
我们可以在地上，同时我们也在天上。
We can be on the earth, we can also be in heaven.
所以你还记得吗？注意，这个是保罗告诉我们，我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
So Paul tells us that we sit with Christ in the heavenly places.
所以这是太大的一件事。
So this is such a great thing.
约翰福音一开始。
The starting of
当我们的主呼召他的门徒。
When our Lord calls his disciples.
让他们看见一面我们的主是神的羔羊，另一面他是神的天梯。
They saw that on one hand he is the Lamb of God, the other he is the ladder of God.
这是主在十字架上所完成的工作。
This is the work that the Lord accomplished on the
cross. 因着在十字架上，他叫天与地连接。
On the cross, because he linked the heaven and earth.
所以天跟地再没有，中间再没有乌云呢。
So the heaven and earth, there's no cloud, no longer cloud.
Nothing between, 再也没有间隔了。
There's nothing in between them.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank our Lord, brothers.
一个没有间隔的。一个敞开的天
a heaven and open heaven where there's no obstacle
这是我们的主应许给每一个门徒
That is what the Lord promised to all the disciples
当Mrs. Taylor 当当这个戴德生的太太要临走以前
Mrs. Taylor just before she dies
她对她的先生做一个见证
And she bore witness to his husband
她是过去好几年
A few years ago,
我与我救主之间一片乌云也没有。
For the past few years, there is not a cloud between me and my Savior.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 许多时候我们与主之间好像有一片的乌云。
Many times, as if there is a cloud hanging over between us.
那个罪，我们的罪和我们的肉体就是那个乌云。
Our sin and our flesh is that cloud.
我们能不能说我们是活在一个敞开的天地下？
Can we say that we are living under an open heaven?
罪叫我们看不见天。
Sin caused us to not see heaven.
肉体叫我们看不见天。
Our flesh causes us to not see heaven.
我们能不能像 Mrs. Taylor 说的，我与我救主之间没有一片的乌云？
Can we say like what Mrs. Taylor said, there is not a cloud between me and my Lord?
当中国全匪之乱的时候
when there's
box riot, box riot. 当全匪之乱，你知道很多很多的中很多的基基督外很多的传教士，那个时候就被义和团被那些乱就被那些这个暴动的群众就有的被打死了，有的他们就为主殉道。
So many Christians were beaten by the riot people or were killed.
而那个时候呢，戴德森的媳妇刚好在中国。
Back that time, the wife of Mr. Taylor is in China.
那个时候有三四天的样子。3-4 days.
It's about 3 or 4 days.
所以她就写下她的日记。
So she wrote on her diary.
你知道有一段的记载非常的美丽。
One recording is very beautiful.
她说，那几天虽然我们在最紧张最危险的时候。
On those days, even though they're the most dangerous, most hard days.
可以说我们大家都交通于基督的苦难。
But we're all a fellowship in the hardship of Christ.
Sufferings of Christ. 然后呢，他说，那四天。
For those 4 days.
我们分不清楚到底我们是在地上还是在天上。
We cannot tell if we're on earth or on heaven.
虽然在苦难里面学习与主有亲密的交通。
Even though in our sufferings we learn to be communion with God.
那四天是太美好了。
That 4 days is truly beautiful.
所以他说我们分不出来那个时候到底我们在天上呢还是在地上。
And she wrote, we cannot tell whether we're on earth or in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是主的话说。
This is what the word of Lord
said. 你们将要看见天开了。
You shall see heaven open.
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
感谢主。
Thank our Lord.
我们的主在十字架上。
Our Lord on the cross.
不只是神的羔羊，叫人与神亲，叫人与神和好。
Not only act as the Lamb of God to reconcile God to man.
他也是神的天梯。
He also become the ladder of God.
叫天与地重新的连接。
To reconnect the heaven with the earth.
所以当我们再出去旅行的时候。
So when we go travel once again.
你看见晨曦晚霞。
You will see the dawn and the sunset.
你看见许多美丽的景色。
You see many beautiful themes.
又叫你重新想起天的种种。
You shall recall how the heavens look like.
所以感谢主。
So thank our Lord.
在旧约几乎只有一个人，他的名字叫以西结。
In the Old Testament, there's only one person called Ezekiel.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens opened.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他的天只是空气天。第一层天还不是第三层天。
The heaven he saw is the physical heaven is just not the third heaven.
那现在保主给我们看见那个天，那是第三层天。
The Lord gave us to see that this is the third heaven.
我们要像斯提凡一样。
We should be like Stephen.
当我们看见天开的时候。
When we saw the heaven open.
你看见神的宝座。
We will see the throne of God.
你看见，你直接就看见我们的主站在父神的右边。
We will see our Lord standing at the right hand of
the
Father.
宝座和我们的主分明在第三层天。
The throne and our Lord is in the third heaven.
然后斯提凡说，我看见了神的荣耀。
Then Stephen said, I have saw the glory of God.
如果天开了，
If the heaven opened,
我们所看见的不是神荣耀的形象。
We are not just seeing the appearance of the glory of God.
我们乃是看到神荣耀的真体和他的本相。
We actually saw the reality of the glory of God.
你看主在我们身上所做的是何等的有福。
Such a blessing is the Lord has done on us.
所以当我们用这个亮光来看整个的以西结书的时候。
So with this revelation, we read the book of Ezekiel.
对以西结来说，什么都是 shadow， 什么都是影子。
For Ezekiel, everything is a shadow.
对我们来讲，什么都是真实的。
For us, everything is reality.
连在千禧年里面那个圣殿。
Even that temple in the millennium years.
那个也是 shadow.
That is also a shadow.
真正的实体是在今天的教会身上。
The reality is today on the church.
所以你看见主为我们所成就的是何等伟大的一个工作。
So we see what a great work our Lord has accomplished for us.
主的救恩不只是一点点。
Not only just a little.
我们觉得神的羔羊已经太伟大了。
We know that the Lamb of God is great already.
主做我们的救主已经太好了。
He's such a good Savior for us.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在十字架上也是他叫天与地连接的。
On the cross, he also connect the heaven with the earth.
我们低头一个简单的。
Let's bow our head and for prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we give this word into your hand.
我们求你对我们每一个人说话。
Speak to us, to every one of us.
圣灵做翻译的工作。
The Spirit would be the translator.
求你把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Give us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.